Hello, this is Cliff Sarin on ComputerWeekly.com podcasts, where you can listen to and download interviews with leading experts on key topics of IT management and technology. In today's interview, I catch up with Adrian Davey of TubeLines. Adrian has been talking to me about how it's possible to extract more value from your Microsoft Enterprise Agreement. Adrian, it looks like you're seeing a lot of benefits from the Microsoft Enterprise Agreement. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, it's been very successful for us. I mean, if I get it, when it's jump in and give you the obvious one that's been fantastic for us as a business, that's really a sort of appeal to our user to our employees, is the Home Rights Initiative. Now it's in there in your enterprise agreement, buried in the small print. But if you have an enterprise agreement, every TubeLines employee has the rights to use the software they use in the business at home. Now, what this means for us is that if you can, every one of our employees has, let's say, Microsoft Office, they can buy that, which they can't buy, for covering postage and packaging, it's £17 per user. So it's been fantastic. Currently, we've got 300 people who've taken up the offer. And for us as a business, when you're considering sort of changing your technology stack, you've got a different user interface, different ways of working. Now, giving our users that new software 9 months before they'll start using it within the business, you know, cuts our training costs, it helps with user adoption, plus also it's just a great benefit for our employees. So it's the detail behind the enterprise agreement where it's been fantastic.
So in terms of that, you're basically winning over the end users in some way by giving them the software early.
Yeah, it comes back to sort of the philosophy we've taken, which is we want to do the refresh and the technology upgrades for our users, not to them. So to behind that, we need to create the demand, we need to create the excitement, we need to get people to sort of see the benefits of the change. So the Home Rights Program has just been one of those great things. People have been excited about it, taking it up, and we're tracking take up on a weekly basis. A good example is the cluster effect. So what happens is one person takes it up and then tells everyone around that who sits around them and tells them, you know, you must go and get this, it's great. And so they all get it. So we're seeing clusters develop. So we can focus on where the clusters aren't developing to make sure we get a sort of a bigger take up as possible. Our target currently is a 70% take up for our end users, so that when we do make the change, we know everyone's got used to the technology already.
So it's sort of viral marketing?
Yes, I suppose a brilliant way of thinking about it. It is viral marketing, and we want, you know, it's the users telling, you know, telling their colleagues, telling their friends, you must get this. And it's been brilliant, and it's great that we can do something for our users.
And how do you get the people who, you know, haven't really taken up the offer yet?
Multiple ways. We do our intranet team is fantastic, and internal communications team has sort of really helped us and bought into this. So we have a weekly communications process, weekly news, which gets emailed to everyone, and there's messages in there, messages on our intranet, on the front page of the home page. So it's constantly sending that message out, so people are, you know, that we know you're aware, everyone's aware of the offer, that and they take it up.
Now, home use rights is one of the benefits of the Microsoft Enterprise Agreement, but there are other benefits. What have you been looking at recently?
One of the things we looked at very carefully was if we're going to invest in an enterprise agreement, and we did look at all our options. We looked at software assurance. We looked at there's lots of different flavors and versions and around this. And so when we made the decision to go with an enterprise agreement, because it was actually the most cost effective, so actually it was cheaper than software assurance. So that was the number one. But once we bought the agreement, we spent a lot of time internally documenting what that agreement meant and actually understanding it. So we actually have a program of works called the Enterprise Agreement Benefits Realization Workstream. Long-winded, but it's basically benefits realization. So there's about 20 things there that can really help us as an organization. Home rights is the obvious one for our end users. But behind the scenes, we have things like free consultancy. So, desktop deployment days, free training, we have a lot of support from the technical account managers within Microsoft, and this all comes with the enterprise agreement. And it's one of our, if you think about the industry as a whole, one of the big frustrations out there is the amount of software that's bought and just left on the shelf. And it was one of our, absolute drivers. We were not going to leave a single benefit on the shelf, and it's worked brilliantly for us.
How has the benefit realization program worked?
Well, we have a fortnightly review of the agreement, and this happens at the steering group level for the refresh. So every one of all the work streams in terms of the changeover understand where they should be seeking help, where they should be seeking support. So in the case of the desktop deployment, it was factored in when we were going to get the external consultant teams to come in, which was part of our enterprise agreement. It was factored into the plan, so it wasn't an afterthought. It was square and center. That was in the plan. The design days were going to be taking place then. We were going to get support from Microsoft and from other third parties as part of the enterprise agreement. And that, so it's that constant review and follow-up.
Now, one of the other benefits that you've taken advantage of is the Microsoft Rapid Deployment Program. How has that helped you so far?
The Rapid Deployment Program is looking at Server 2008. And the challenge, and I think one of the drivers behind where we're going is, it really frustrates me when I see multiple bits of technology you kind of have to bolt together. So we currently run a Citrix environment to publish desktops to some of our remote sites. By looking at, particularly with sort of Server 2008, you get a terminal services environment built into the product. So instant benefit realization, I don't need the server and Citrix, I just need the server and can publish my desktop via terminal services. So we spotted it very early on as sort of one of our key drivers where we could cut costs. And working with Microsoft, we've been able to develop a terminal services environment with a published desktop basically 4 or 5 months before the product comes out to the general market. So it kind of gets us ahead of the curve. We've had support from Microsoft in terms of how it works and the design of that. So again, saving us money, saving us time to delivery. And longer term, it means we can get rid of our Citrix farm.
Now, there is a cost involved in joining the Rapid Deployment Program, but obviously you're seeing benefits. I mean, how do you sort of justify that?
In terms of justification, it's being part of the RDP, you basically get a whole bunch of free consultancy. So you spend £1 with Microsoft, you get £2 of consultancy for free. And what it's meant is that the cost to deploy is basically being cut by 70%, and that's a real tangible benefit for us.
Microsoft often comes under a lot of criticism about its licensing, about the way the enterprise agreement works and software assurance. But would you say it's worth actually speaking to Microsoft and having a much closer relationship with them to try and realise those benefits?
I think Microsoft is always one of an odd company to work with because there's so much emotion wrapped around it. We all fear Microsoft, are they the big enemy? And I think it really came down to, and we've had various conversations with people around this, which is that, it comes down to the fact, that the whole licensing costs. And I think the decision we took was, we know we're going to have to spend the money. So we had, kind of accept the fact you're going to spend the money. You haven't got a choice. We all are going to use Microsoft. And then work with them. And actually, by taking that leap of faith and working with them, they have been, I have to say, of all the different the software providers I work with, we work with across Tube Lines, they are probably the most responsive and the most helpful. And having an enterprise agreement with all the benefits behind that and working with Microsoft to realize those benefits has just, it works.
Thank you, Adrian, and thank you for listening. Please join me again on www.computerweekly.com/podcasts.